In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today, proclaiming the Word of God. All things work together for the good to those who love God. Whatever the things that you're facing, all things work together for the good to those who love God. We all have things that we're facing, and Jesus promises us in Romans 8:28 that all things work together for the good to those who love God. Luke 9 verse 51. When the days drew near for Jesus to be taken up, that means his cross and resurrection, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. Only in Jerusalem will the prophets die. And he sent messengers ahead of him. On their way, they entered a village of the Samaritans to make ready for Jesus. But they did not receive Jesus because his face was set toward Jerusalem. Yes, you see, the people in Samaria worshipped on a different mountain. And so they would not accept Jesus. When his disciples, James and John, saw it, they said, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" Imagine. But Jesus turned and rebuked them. Then they went on to another village. I tell you, God doesn't want us to send fire on people. He wants us to send the fire of the Word of God so that people will believe and receive and turn to the Lord and give their life to Jesus. As they were going along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another he said, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let the mayor say farewell to those at my home." Jesus said to him, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." I'll tell you, why did he say that? No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back, because the plow would be broken because there's so many rocks in the fields. Oh, yes. In other words, you've got to go straight. We're for him. Straight for him, straight for Jesus, with no excuses to go bury people. And we need to follow Jesus. We need to give our life to Jesus. He is our love. He is the one who died for us. He is the one who rose for us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in the Son might not perish, but have eternal life. God did not send the Son to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Chapter 10. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he was intended to go. In other words, make ready for Jesus, prepare the way. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few." It's still that way. The harvest is plentiful, and the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Father, in the name of Jesus, send out laborers that will pick the harvest, that will go after the lost. Send out laborers that will bring healing to the sick and deliverance to those that are tortured. Send out laborers, Lord, after the heart of Jesus. Go on your way. See, I'm sending you like lambs in the midst of wolves. Yes, the 70 are like lambs in the midst of wolves. You know what the wolf wants, lamb chops. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say peace to this house. Why carry nothing? Because Jesus is enough. And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking. Whatever they provide for the laborer deserves his pay. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what they set before you, cure the sick who are there, and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near you. But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into the streets and say, even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, on that day it will be more tolerable for Sodom than for that town. You know, this is real. 2,000 years of preaching the gospel, preaching Jesus, preaching his death, burial, and resurrection, and still people have no idea who Jesus is. Yes, Oprah believes in whoever wants to pray can pray to whoever God. She's sick. She was once a Christian, but she's turned it over, and she's sick. Oprah is sick. She needs our prayers. She doesn't follow the Jesus of the Gospels. Woe to you, Chorazin. Woe to you, Bethsaida. Why? For if the deeds of power were done in you, had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But at the judgment, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, that's where Jesus did most of his miracles, will you be exalted to heaven? No, you will be brought down to Hades. Whoever listens to you, listens to me. And whoever rejects you, rejects me. And whoever rejects me, rejects the one who sent me, the Father. So if I'm speaking the word of God, if you listen to me, you listen to the Lord Jesus. If I am speaking the word of God. Chapter 10, verse 17. The 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, in your name even the demons are submitted to us. Oh yes, they went to heal the sick and cast out demons. And they returned to Jesus to tell him all the things that they did in his name. He said to them, I watched Satan fall down from heaven like a flash of lightning. See, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice that spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Is your name written in heaven today? Have you given your life to Jesus? Yes. Given your life to Jesus. Tell the Lord, write my name in heaven today, Jesus. Write my name in heaven today. I surrender my life to you. Come into my life and forgive my sins. Be my Lord and my Savior. I surrender my life to you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we used to teach the second graders, into my heart, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, come in today, come in to stay, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Sing it with me. Into my heart, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today, come in to stay, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. At that same hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned. You have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. And turning to the disciples, Jesus said to them privately, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, to hear what you hear, and did not hear it. I remember my first Mass, I said those very words as I held up the Blessed Sacrament. Blessed are the eyes that see what you see, and the ears that hear what you hear. For many prophets and kings desired to see what you see and didn't see it. But our eyes are blessed. Today I received the most holy communion. I received Jesus Christ, and he came into my soul in a brand new way, eucharistically. Blessed are my eyes that see what I see. Just then a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. Oh, trying to test Jesus. Teacher, he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, what is written in the law? What do you read there? He answered, you shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart, with your whole soul, with your whole strength, with your whole mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, you have given the right answer. Do this, and you will live. But he wanted to justify himself. I'm telling you, when we try to justify ourselves in front of God, we get in trouble. I have nothing to justify myself. Only the mercy of God has kept me. Only the mercy of God came to me. Only the mercy of God will lead me forward. But he wanting to justify himself asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Jesus replied, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell into the hands of robbers, who stripped him and beat him and went away, leaving him half dead. That was a real bad place, going from Jerusalem to Jericho. Very bad place. Robbers were often there. Now, by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Isn't that sad? So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, he passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan who worships in the wrong place, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity, compassion. He went in to him, bandaged his wounds, pouring oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his small animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend. Now which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? Listen to the answer. He said, the one who showed him mercy. He wouldn't even say the word Samaritan. He wouldn't even say the word Samaritan. The one who showed him mercy. Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. I tell you, it's all about faith working through love. It's all about faith working through love. Now as they went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to Jesus and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing, and Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her. You see, I believe we need to be Martha and Mary. We need to sit at the feet of Jesus. We need to pray, and we need to serve, faith working through love. Yes, Mary loved Jesus. She listened to every word that came from his mouth. Maybe Jesus was telling her some of his frustrations with the Pharisees and the Sadducees. She listened. I have no idea what Jesus was saying. But Mary was at the feet of Jesus. Have you been at the feet of Jesus today? Have you prayed today? Be at the feet of Jesus Christ. He was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray," this is the disciples' prayer, "Father, Abba, hallowed be thy name, your kingdom come. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us, and do not bring us to the time of trial." Another way they say it is, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." The holy name of the Father. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. We need this to happen in the power of the Holy Spirit, that thy kingdom come and thy will be done will be on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I tell you, at Mass, we have more of heaven than we have of earth. We have of heaven. The angels and saints come and celebrate with us. They are worshiping the Lamb of God who gives himself to us as food. And as he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend and you go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him.'" This is the law of hospitality. "And he answers from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked. My children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything, because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs." We need to be persistent in prayer. God works all things together for the good to those who love him. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, you'd hand them a snake instead of a fish? Or if your child asks for an egg, will you give him a scorpion? If you then, who are sinful and evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Well, let's ask him. Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy name. Give us the Holy Spirit today. Fill us with the Holy Spirit today. Oh God, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Much more. So we ask you, Heavenly Father, Abba, for the Holy Spirit, that he would be given to us. We are in need of the Holy Spirit. I am in need of the Holy Spirit. Do you know, children of God, that you are in need of the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is who we need. Now he was casting out a demon. that was mute. When the demon had gone out, the one who had been mute spoke, and the crowds were amazed. But some of them said, "He casts out demons by Beelzebul." How sick! How sick! The ruler of demons. Others to test him kept demanding from him a sign from heaven. But he knew what they were thinking and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself becomes a desert, and the house falls in. If Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say, 'I cast out demons by Beelzebub.' Now, if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do you exorcists cast out demons? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come to you." Oh, yes. The kingdom of God has come to us. Yes. With the casting out of demons, it's a sign that the kingdom of God has come to us. Yes. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his castle, his property is safe. But when one stronger than he attacks him and overpowers him, he takes away his armor in which he trusted and divides his plunder. Whoever is not with me is against me. Are you with Jesus? Are you with Jesus who died for you? Are you with Jesus who bled for you? Are you with Jesus who rose from the dead for you? Are you with Jesus? Am I with Jesus? Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. I tell you, just this much that we've learned today can keep us for eternity. That God wants us to know that his kingdom would come and his will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. Do you know that today? God wants us to know, ask and it shall be given to you. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Much more. Much more. So, Father, again we ask you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. We are in desperate need for the Spirit of God. He is the one who draws us to Jesus. He is the one who makes Jesus our contemporary. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. And with those words, Jesus leapt from heaven into the spotless womb of the Virgin Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I need to hear from people so that we could pay our July bills. Please go to inseason.net and then pay on PayPal. I'd be very grateful. We cannot do these programs unless people are generous. And I thank God for the generosity of people since 1984. What would we have done if people were not generous? Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. We give our alms in the name of Jesus. We give our prayers in the name of Jesus. We ask and we know we shall receive. We seek and we know we shall be found. We knock and we know the door will be opened. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.